Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
Something that you have drilled into my head, Brandon, is that we are bad at initiations here in this country known as the United States. Like in general, right? Hispanics have quinceañeras, Jewish traditions have the bar mitzvahs. Other cultures around the world make clear distinctions from boys becoming men. You're on this campaign to bring initiations back to boys to men. Thank you.
Boys to men. Like the band, Uptown Philly, here we come.
Thank you.
Yeah, well, I don't know if I'm on a mission. I see it as incredibly important. And, you know, we talked about toxic masculinity a couple days ago. At some point, I can't remember anymore. They all run together. And it's just sort of this easy blanket statement you could say when bad things happen. Oh, it's toxic masculinity. It's toxic masculinity. But no one really wants to talk about why, if indeed there is toxic masculinity, which I believe that there is to a degree. I think it's easy to sort of layer and blanket and label things because then we don't have to actually do the work. But you bring up the topic of male initiation and female initiation for that matter. Now, I think that...
Quinceañera.
Well, quinceañera is one thing, but really there's a biological initiation in a sense for girls becoming women as they begin to menstruate. It's like a natural thing. I'm not saying that every woman has the same experience and they grow, but there is this sort of like, hey, you know what? You could have a baby now. That's a kind of a big deal. Boys don't have that. It's not because you go through a little bit of puberty that all of a sudden you're a man. And there's a lot of research that's shown that a young man or a boy has just one important male in his life. And typically it would have obviously been a father, but maybe a grandfather or a teacher, a coach or whatever, that can sort of guide them through these difficult challenges. They're going to be better people. That you model the things that we want people to do. We see it all the time and everything. We're always talking about role models and this and that. But the most important role model for a boy is the men in his life. Now, I could just hear people out there, women go, oh, moms are great. It is. That's absolutely true. Moms are important. And the first part of a child's life is really spent. I see it. I know you saw it with your kid. I see it with mine. I spend as much time as I possibly can with mine. But bottom line is, at the end of the day, she's choosing mom. Part of that is just the proximity and the way it's the biology and birthing and all that. But for boys, it's fundamentally different. And we read this article from, yes, the Catholic Weekly, which people dog a lot, but it's called Boys to Men Initiation Done Right. And when one thinks initiation, they think, you know, maybe being jumped into a gang or initiation into a fraternity. I know you did both, Larry. You were initiated into the Elks Lodge. And there is something about a demarcation of sort of saying, hey, this is what we believe. Do you believe it too? But a boy's initiation is really, really critical, and rarely is it done right. Now, we talk about Richard Rohr, and this is a Friday show, so, you know, we talk about spiritual things on Fridays. Richard Rohr kind of made his bones, his chops, on introducing the idea of healthy initiation rituals for young men. And he looked at rituals all around the globe, and he realized that in his opinion, in order to have a healthy initiation ritual, it needed to be done in the wild, in nature. That we need to connect to our sort of our feral, our root self. I have done that. I've done this men's rite of passage through Richard Rohr. I've done these initiation rituals. A lot of times I've done it with people where they'll take get a group of men together and they'll go talk to a kid for an hour or two over dinner. And that's not bad, but that's not really an initiation ritual. That's just saying, hey, these men care about you. An initiation ritual is a structured, programmatic event that says, here, young man, is how you become a man. It's sort of this transition. So you mentioned the bar and bat mitzvahs. That is a tradition. I believe it actually only dates back to Poland, like the 1700s. I could be wrong on the date, but it's not 4,000 years old. But it was a traditional ritual to say you are now a member, a man or a woman within this community, and a recognition by the community. We have recognitions of people like when people graduate from high school. Churches have recognition around baptism and confirmation, but this is not happening in the greater context of the United States. Now, I'm only speaking about the U.S. I'm sure that other places have great, healthy initiation rituals, but I'm a firm believer that if you want to answer the problem of quote-unquote toxic masculinity, start by initiating boys.
Yeah, and giving them a clear demarcation that, hey, I used to take care of you. We're transitioning to you taking care of me, and responsibilities come with that. I like the idea when you said you went on yours, you went to the some forest and started banging bongo drums.
Yeah, yeah. It was, I can't even tell you all the things. It was one of the most powerful moments of my life, and that was as a 40-something-year-old man. I've never wept more in a weekend in my life than at that retreat, and I'd never seen more men who would have looked at and you would say, yeah, they came from all walks of life. There was like firefighters and cops and professors weeping around this presentation of, hey, this is what it means. This is all this pent-up anger and frustration in my life is because no one ever said, hey, this is what it means to be a man. Now, I could tell you right now that there are people that are going to be listening to this show saying, oh, you know, patriarchy and men, and we can't do that. That's the problem. It's counterintuitive to what a lot of people think about. They say, oh, you know, men have all the power already. The problem is that you've given these all these young men loaded weapons,
yeah,
i.e. power and resource and all this, but you've given them no skills on how to deal with that and how to be good people and moral people and loving people. Forget about your faith. You could do this with no faith in it at all, no religious aspect at all, just a recognition of here is what it means to be a man. And I think that the wokesters, who I'm fast becoming an enemy of, because they're fascist in nature, they say, oh, you can't do that. Men bad, woman good. I'm like, well, okay, women have been abused. And women do have, I think, a prerogative and pejorative to demand rights and demand equality and demand that there's some retribution. I don't deny that. But we're not going to solve the problem by beating kids in the head. One thing in this article that was really interesting, as a classroom teacher for 20 years, they talked about how schools have become, and I don't think it just became, I think it's been this way for a long time, certainly well over 20 years, where classrooms are very, very focused on the way girls learn. Now, people are like, oh, boys and girls learn the same. No, they don't. They don't. If you've ever been in a classroom and you see boys, they're jumping around. I could tell you how many sixth grade boys just flew out of a chair and didn't even know how they got there. There's a physicality in general with boys that doesn't happen with girls as much. Again, in general. So the modality and the way we teach boys, that's why I'm a advocate and pro single-sex classrooms where boys are together and girls are together, because they generally learn differently. Boys need to be active. They need to be moving. They need to be doing stuff. You can't sit there and say, well, I want you to sit silently in this row and be very, very quiet, Johnny, because you're out of, it's like telling a bird not to fly. It's just a silly thing. So I firmly believe we need to start with our classrooms. We need to start with our initiations. We need to take a look at the whole system.
I feel like this should be like a five-parter, because I'm like a pretty involved dad, and I haven't really thought about the initiation coming up for my 13-year-old son. And I'm pretty involved. I can't imagine a dad who's not really even there. They have no idea about what that would even look like.
Well, in this article, they talked about some rituals that this dad started for his son and sons and nephews and all this. And they started basically going on these sort of like camping trips. I forget what they called it. It was like wild in the woods or something. Dads versus the wild or something like that. Again, going back to this idea that putting a human being in nature separates them from all the distractions of the world. It says, what's really important right now? And these dads can impart upon their sons what's important in how to behave in a society. You want to get rid of toxic masculinity? Everyone that thinks there's toxic masculinity in a society should be in support of male initiation. And if they're not, it's because they're ignorant and they don't understand men. I really believe that.
Well, let's go bang some drugs, drums. Let's go take Ellis
or
into
drugs.
The
drugs. Yeah, take ayahuasca.
Ooh,
and go
peyote.
To the...
Yeah. Let's...
well, let's... I think that you should really think about what you're going to do with Ellis.
I'm doing it. I've already thought about it. I'm already doing
camping,
it.
Camping, taking people, looking into these. I don't. And here's the last thing. I don't think that we need to reinvent the wheel. There are great programs out there for initiation. And one of the reasons why Outward Bound is so successful is because it takes at-risk youth and takes them out and puts them in the woods. It says, hey, this is the real. This is real. What you've been doing is not real. This is it. You got to make your own food and camp and do all those things. It's a powerful program. I think that if I was ever going to accomplish anything in my life, it would probably be to somehow create an ongoing initiation program. That's why it's so sad to me that the Boy Scouts of America have taken such a hit, that they have, you know, for lots of good reasons, you know, but that program was really geared towards helping boys become men, and it's sort of lost its way.
Yeah, you think it's like Outward Bound's like the scared straight, but instead of going to jail, you
yeah, exactly.
Go on to the wilderness.
Yeah.
Hey, all right, Brandon, thank you for teaching me.